Hey, this is certainly a swell-looking dump, ain't it, Robbie?
It certainly is. Only banks always make me nervous.
Me too, Robbie. Everybody always seems to be looking at you.
Makes you feel like you've done something wrong or something.
Yeah.
You're sure this Mr. Fuller guy is going to be here, Jimmy?
Told me to meet him here in the bank at 10 o'clock.
Well, it's 10:02 now.
Well, that ain't 10, is it?
Of course it ain't 10, Jimmy, but I feel sort of funny.
Listen, Robbie, this guy, this Mr. Fuller, is head of the bankers... What's his name? The Bankers Protective Association.
The what, Jimmy?
The Bankers Protective Association.
Well, what's that?
Well, that's a kind of a club-like.
Oh, like the Elks or the Masons or the Knights of Columbus or something?
Oh, no. Not like them. Look, it's a bunch of bankers that get together to protect each other.
Oh, so they won't take each other's shirt, huh?
Oh, Robbie, no. Listen, it's a club-like to protect all banks from gunmen and bank robbers and pickpockets and things.
Oh, I see. Is that guy standing over there? See him? Is he a member of this here now, protective thingamajig?
No. That guy with the uniform is a special bank cop.
Oh, then the protective association men, they don't wear uniforms, huh?
Of course they don't. They're bankers. See, it's like this. Now, look. When some guy catches a bank robber, see, like you and me caught this mug out on the road.
Yeah.
This protective association gives the guy a reward.
Oh, yeah?
You see? This guy we caught was wanted for the robbery of one of these banks he last fought.
Oh, yeah. Then this guy, Mr. Fuller, he's going to give us a reward.
Certainly.
Well, I wish he'd hurry.
Well, take your time, will you? He said he'd be here, and bankers are big guys, and their word is their bond.
Do we have to give a bond?
No, we don't have to give no bond.
Well, how much do you think we'll get, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Maybe $100.
Maybe $100?
Sure.
Oh, boy, what we could do with $100, what we could do with $100.
Listen, Robbie, we might even get $100 apiece.
Oh, boy, Jimmy, listen now, stop. Don't talk that way. You know what you said about don't count your chickens before the barn is locked or something.
All right. Look, suppose you get $100. What do you do with it?
Well, I was going to get a spare tire for the car.
That certainly is what it needs. I'll tell you what we should ought to do, Robbie.
What's that?
We should ought to go down to one of them quick sale places, you know, and grab ourselves 5 new spares.
That's a good idea, Jimmy, because it was through the car that we got that reward. And certainly the car ought to have a little of it, huh?
Certainly should.
You know how I feel about that car?
Give the poor old car something. That good old car of ours.
That's your idea.
I think maybe I'll do?
What, Jimmy?
I think maybe I'll go for a new set of treads.
A what, Jimmy?
A new set of treads. A new suit of clothes. What's the matter? Can't you understand?
Oh, yeah, sure, set of treads. Your suit ain't so good, is it?
It's kind of humpty dumpty.
Yeah. And then maybe you could get a safety razor, too.
You ain't hitting at me or nothing, are you?
Oh, no, Jimmy. I ain't hitting, but... look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a safety razor, huh?
You'll make me a present of a safety razor,
certainly,
huh?
Certainly. 98 cents. You seen them in a drugstore, aren't you? 98 cents.
And you know what I'll do for you?
What?
I'm gonna get you a new handkerchief for the one we stuffed in that guy's mouth.
Here we are giving each other presents, and this Mr. Fuller guy ain't even here yet.
Oh, he'll come.
Hey, look, Jimmy. Here comes this bank cop guy in a uniform, and he's looking suspicious at us.
Oh, never mind. We're all right. Just sit still.
Oh, look, I tell you, he's coming after us. I'm gonna beat it.
Will you be quiet? You ain't done nothing, have you?
No, but...
Oh, well, never mind, then. He comes over here and says, "Anthony, you know what I'll tell him? You know what I'll tell him? I'll just run up and I'll just turn and I'll say right to him, I'll say, 'Oh, how do you do, Mr. Fuller? Oh, this is my pal, Bob Armstrong.'"
"I'm certainly pleased to see you, Mr. Armstrong. Also you, Mr. Gleason."
"Guess it'll hold that mug cop, huh?"
"We've been sitting here for 5 minutes, Mr. Fuller."
"Well, I'm sorry I was detained, gentlemen. And I want to congratulate you on behalf of the Bankers Association for your heroic capture of the robber."
"Oh, that. Oh, it was Jimmy that,
"Much obliged, Mr. Fuller. It was Robbie that done it all."
"Oh, no.
"It was."
"Well, very modest, Mr. Gleason, very modest."
"Look, Mr. Fuller, if you've seen Robbie take a smack at that guy..."
"Yes. Yes, I should have been delighted."
"I certainly took a smack at that mug."
"It would have done you a heart good."
No doubt it would. And I suppose you gentlemen are ready for the reward."
"Oh, well, we certainly could use it."
"Yeah, well, just step up to the window here and sign the affidavit."
Signed the what?
The affidavit, the affidavit.
Oh, the affidavit, oh, yeah.
Just sign the affidavit, and we'll give you your check for $1,000. How
do you get what?
Why, your check for $1,000. Didn't you expect it?
A whole grand? A grand for that?
Gee, was a grand? Well, show me them bank robbers. Hey, we're going out and find a flock of them.
Yeah, step right this way.
Oh, boy, step right along. I'm on your heels, Mr. Fuller.
That check for Mr. Gleason and Mr. Armstrong for $1,000. You sign right there.
I don't think I can write.
You must be fooling, Mr. Gleason.
When you say $1,000, it's all I can do to write.
Maybe, Mr. Fuller, you could give us the money in cash, could you, huh?
Certainly, if you prefer.
Hey, can I just make an X and let it go at that?
No, you'd better sign your name.
Well, all right. There you are. And it's a nifty signature if I do say so myself.
Now you, Mr. Armstrong. Why, what makes you tremble?
He's trembling for $1,000.
Oh, no, I'm not scared, Mr. Fuller. I'm just nervous.
Now I'll endorse the check and you can give me 10 $100 bills, Mr. Teller.
Do you know, Mr. Fuller, what that $1,000 does for us?
Well,
In my pocket, I got an option. In my pocket, that says we're to get a piece of property to start a gas station in Elizabeth, New Jersey, for $2,000 if we've got that $2,000 at the end of a year. And here we have been out only about a month, and we got more than half of it.
Well, that's fine. You should take up hunting bank robbers.
Yeah, I was telling Jimmy we should be detectives.
Well, here you are, gentlemen. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500.
Hey, 500. That's yours, Robbie. You take that.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Fuller. Thank you.
Now, you, Mr. Gleason. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. And thank you again, gentlemen.
Look, he gives us each 500 bucks and then he tanks us.
Well, you've done us a great service. Here, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Fuller, thanks.
And you, Mr. Armstrong?
No, thanks.
You chump, take it. I don't insult the man.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fuller, yes, thank you.
And if ever you pass through Pittsburgh again, come in and see us.
We certainly will.
We certainly will. Yeah, and you must come over and see us sometime.
Yes. Good day, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What do you mean, come and see us sometime? Where is he going to come and see us sometime?
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. Only I wanted to be polite.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's that special cop. Watch this. Oh, James.
My name ain't James. It's Aloysius.
Oh, Aloysius. Well, Aloysius, my good man, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, here, have another cigar.
Oh, thanks again.
Now, Aloysius, my good man, will you please call us a taxi?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, call us two taxis, one apiece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, my good man. One taxi will do. What do you want with two taxis? There's only two of us.
We know, but we got $1,000, ain't we?
I suppose because we got $1,000 now, you'll want to wear two pairs of pants.
Oh, no, Jimmy. I wouldn't do that.
Here you are, gentlemen. Here's your taxi.
Thanks, my good man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, my good man. Thank you, my good man.
Slip my buck out of the bankroll.
Oh, yeah. Here you are, my good man. Here's your buck for you, my good man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Listen, driver. Take us to the swellest gents clothing store in town and wait for us. And then we're going to the William Penn Hotel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get in, Robbie. And don't slam the... How many times must I ask you?
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. Just a minute. Wait a minute. I got $500 in my pocket and I'm going to slam all the doors I like.
All right. All right.
Ho hum, ho hum. As they say in the funny papers, this is the life.
It certainly is.
It certainly is.